Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. The words of this song were written by Fanny Crosby. Do you remember other songs that she wrote that we have sung? How about Praise Him, Praise Him? And All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Do you remember something that was special about Miss Fanny? She was what? She was blind. You're right. She was 6 weeks old when she lost her eyesight. But her blindness did not stop her from loving life. When she was 8 years old, she wrote this little poem. And I know I've shared it with you, but I just love it so much. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. She refused to let her blindness stop her. She refused to let her blindness take away her happiness and her joy. I love the part in this song that we're singing. It says, "So loved He the world that He gave us His Son." God loves us so much that He gave us His Son to die for our sins so that we can live with Him forever. Boys and girls, we are really enjoying this quarter, aren't we? About the apostles and all of their teachings and how they were telling people about Jesus. Well, we are going to learn more about the growing church. Remember, it started out with just a handful of believers, but as they shared the gospel, as they told people about Jesus, more and more people knew and more people follow Jesus. And so the church started growing. We are going to learn a little bit about church organization and how churches, at least the Seventh-day Adventist Church, decides who should be a leader in the church. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and ask Jesus to be with us. Lord, thank you so much for this time we have together. Come into our hearts. Help us to learn and to understand and to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. While Jesus was here teaching and healing people, He had how many very special helpers, very special disciples? How many? 12, you're right. But you know what? One of them loved money more than he loved Jesus. Guess who that was? It was Judas. In the end, money did not make Judas happy, and he hanged himself the same day that Jesus died. Well, now, with Judas gone, how many special disciples were there left? There were 11, right? 12. They started out with 12. One died, so now there's 11. 11 special disciples. But it was very important that they had 12 leaders in the church. 12 is a special number to God. Can you think of other places in the Bible with the number 12? How about the 12 tribes of Israel? How about Joseph and his 11 brothers? There were 12 altogether, right? What about when they came through the Jordan, the children of Israel came through the Jordan? God told them to pick up 12 big stones and to erect a monument to him so that they could remember. So 12 is a very special number to God, and it was important that there were 12 leaders or 12 apostles in the church. That meant that they needed someone else to take the place of Judas. That special person, there were some criteria for this person. This special person must be someone who had been with Jesus a lot. He may not have been part of Jesus' 12 disciples, but he had been around a lot. And it was also someone who loved Jesus with all their heart. Have you ever heard of nominating committee? It is a special group of people that are picked by a church to get together and talk about who should be the next church leadership. And they pick people to be the next church leaders. Now, this is how it happens in the Adventist church. There are many other churches in the world, and you might go to a different church. And so this may not happen in your church, but this is what happens in the Adventist church. Well, one day I was picked to be a part of nominating committee. That's the name of a certain group of people that go through a list of all the church members and pick who should be in positions of leadership, who should help to lead out. So we go through the list and we see whose talents and whose gifts that God has given them would fit really well with different church positions. Like, for example, who would be a good Sabbath school leader? Or who would be a good deacon or good deaconess? Or who would be good to run the sound booth in audiovisual? That's the people that run the mics, and sometimes they run the video or the Zoom service. That's audiovisual. Well, the nominating committee gets together and they look at the list of church members and they say, this person is really good at computers. I bet they would do a good job in the audiovisual. And then you say, this person is very good with children and they have a little bit of time. Let's ask them if they would lead out in the children's program. And so you go through all the different positions in the church. It might even be the potluck leader. This person's a good cook, and they would do great leading out with potluck. And so you go through and you write down all the names of people who would do well in that position. And then once you get all those names, then you go and you ask them if they would be willing to serve the church by doing certain things. And then those people, sometimes they don't have time, and so they just say, no, I can't. Other times they say, well, let me pray about it. And so they pray about it, and they say, yes, I'll fill that position. So once you've done that with all the different positions, then you take this list and you take it to the church. And the church looks it over and they say, wow, that would be a good play. That would be a good person for that position. Or they might say, oh, that person would not do good there. I better talk to the committee and tell them that that person, they might be better suited in a different job. And so that's how it happens. The church votes on it. And pretty soon, every year or 2 years, usually, then they take office and now they have new leadership positions. Well, it's kind of like that with this brand new baby church in the New Testament. They needed to fill a church leadership position. And so here's how they did it. Okay. They didn't have an organization. They didn't have a pastor in charge. They didn't have any of that. It was just 12, well, now 11, 11 men who were organizing or setting up a new church. Jesus wanted his 11 disciples to tell others about him and to do miracles through his power. He also wanted them to teach others how to work for him. So it was very important that this person who they picked would love Jesus with all of his heart. And it was also important that it was somebody who had been with Jesus. Judas had been one of the special disciples, and the other disciples had thought that, oh, he would just make a wonderful helper. He had leadership skills, and he had leadership qualities. He would be great. But you know what? Judas may have looked good on the outside, but on the inside, on his heart, he loved money, and he wanted to be in charge. He didn't want to follow Jesus. He wanted to be the one in charge. Did Jesus know what his heart was like? Yes, he did. And, well, now the disciples were kind of nervous because if we thought Judas was a great leader, and look at how he turned out, oh, we need help from Jesus to help us make this choice because only Jesus knows the heart. They wanted to be sure that they chose the right man to take the place of Judas. Well, finally, they narrowed it down to two men whom they knew loved Jesus and had been with him a lot. And then, guess what they did? They started praying, and Jesus showed them which person would be the better choice. We're going to read about it in Acts chapter 1, verse 23, 24, 25, and 26. Okay? Acts chapter 1, first chapter in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, and then let's read verse 23, 24, 25, and 26. If you need a little more time, just press pause, and then when you're ready, you can press play again. All right? Acts chapter 1, verse 23 through 26. Let's see what this says.
And they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
They prayed, they had these two names, and then they drew lots. Do you know what drawing lots is? Well, it's kind of like what we do today when we flip a coin if we can't decide, or we pick a number. Has your mom ever asked you and maybe a sibling a question and you're like, oh, I want to go to the park. And your sibling says, well, I want to go to the zoo. And so your mom says, well, let's flip a coin. And if you get heads, we'll do what you want to do. And if you get tails, we'll do what you want to do. And so you get out a coin and you throw it up in the air and then you grab it in your hand and you look at what it is. And if it's heads, then one of you gets to pick. And if it's tails, the other. Or sometimes people pick a number between 1 and 10. I do this with my boys quite often. I'll say, okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. And Micah might say 7. And Aiden might say 2. And I say, well, it was 3. So Aiden's closest. We're going to do what Aiden wants to do. Casting lots back in Bible times was a way that they could figure out what God's will was. Sometimes they would use sticks. Whoever got the shortest stick, that was the one that God had picked. It might have been coins. It might have been little rock stones, like black stones or white stones in a bag that you draw out. It might be a dice. We don't really know exactly how they picked these lots, but in some way they did something that showed them that God was choosing who would be the next disciple. I think that it's really important, this story, to show that the disciples didn't just go and pick somebody and then say, okay, you're the one, but they relied on God. Does Jesus know what's in our hearts? Does he know if we want to follow him or not? Does he know the temptations and the trials that we struggle with? Does he know what way we can best serve him? Yes, he does. God has a special plan for you, boys and girls. He wants you to work for him, and it might be in a big way, and it might be in a little way. But as long as you are working for Jesus, what you do is going to make a difference in people's lives. And God is going to use you. He wants to use you. Do you want to be used by Jesus today? I do. Well, let's pray and ask him to use us in his work. Lord, we pray that you will come into our hearts and help us to work for you. In big ways or in little ways, help us to keep you first and to tell others about your soon coming. We are so thankful and we love you so much. Use us today. Amen. We have a new memory verse song, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says, when they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. With boldness. Did you know that when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, he can give you boldness to speak his message and his care and his love for others? Yes, I am so happy that the Holy Spirit wants to use us to share God's message with the world.
Acts 4:31.
When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When they had prayed,
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.